Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
My scripture is from Acts chapter 6. I'll read the first four verses of the chapter, then I start to explain immediately so I can save time. Now, in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Now, the scenario was such that there was a problem, a good problem, a problem of increase. Maybe I should announce straight away right now in the name of Jesus, I sense increase in the house. Yeah. I'll repeat it again. There is a multiplying spirit in the house. Yeah. There is a spirit of increase in the house. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. And it is unstoppable. Yeah. Glory be to God in the highest. Ooh, I felt that. It is not stoppable. In the name of Jesus. You see, anything that involves God grows. Anything that involves God increases. Now, if it's not increasing in size or in number, it will be increasing in maturity or depth. Anything that involves God can never be stagnant. It's not subject to human desires, as it were. Because God has set his kingdom to be like that. These are principles of the kingdom that nobody can change. And that was why Jesus would say, "With what shall I liken the kingdom of heaven? It's like a man that took a little seed or a small seed or the smallest of all seeds and he planted it. And he went living his life normally, sleeping and waking up and ground, giving increase of his own volition. Nobody knows how. And it starts to grow until it becomes a giant tree, and the birds of the air will come in there, and the beasts of the field will find refuge under it. That's the kingdom of God. It can start small, it's never limited to being small. It grows and it grows and it grows. Whether we look at it spiritually, emotionally, physically, the kingdom of God grows. Hello. That's the kingdom. And he gave it in so many parables. In that chapter, about 4 or 5 parables describing the same thing. And that's why if you want to start and you couldn't start big, don't let it bother you. Start anyhow. If the Lord has called you to start, if it's of the Lord, it will grow. And you have nothing to worry about. I don't compare myself with people. I compare myself by the standard of the world. It brings satisfaction and courage and focus. So you will grow. I remember when we started, we were very few. We got to a stage, a brother approached me. He said, "We are losing it here." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "See, we used to be very cozy, you know." I said, "What do you mean cozy?" So we were few, we were contained within the little hall there, the Liberty Women Association Hall, few of us. He said, "It was very cozy." He said, "Now it's exploding." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It would have been good if you just limited." I said, "But that's not possible. If it is God, I can't limit it. If it's God, it will attract people." You know what Jesus said? "And if I be lifted up," if it is Jesus we are lifting up, he will attract people. Now there may be people who go to extra biblical ways to gather people. Never in fountain. Never in the name of Jesus. If the Spirit of God will not do it, we don't want. But if it's of God, it will grow. It will grow. It will increase. I sense increase. In the name of Jesus. unstoppable increase. Glory be to God in the highest. If it's the Lord, it will grow. Glory be to God in the highest. So expect growth in the name of Jesus. So there was growth here. There was increase in the church. Now, how did it come about? The moment the Holy Ghost came in, nothing could contain them again. Peter stood up and gave a word. 3,000 people. The next they went to the temple and they were going to be reprimanded because of the man that was healed at the beautiful gate. 5,000. And they were counting just men. Hello. Glory be to God in the highest. So because of that, some section felt neglected. Problems will arise. Problems of not enough seed. Problem of it's just too hot. Problem that, oh no, that's the problem of increase. May your problem be problem of increase. In the name of Jesus. Did you hear me? Let it be such that you are looking for more chairs. You are looking for more places to put the people. You are looking for more food to feed the people. May your problem be problem of increase. In the name of Jesus. And so that was the problem. And so they now approached them. They said, you know what, guys? The 12 approached them and said, you know what? Look from among you 7 men now. Look at their qualities. Look at the quality of 7 men. Shall we read together? Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you how many men? What kind of men? Come on. Good what? Tell your neighbor, say your reputation matters. What does your community feel about you? What do they think about you? You know, you are the witness of Jesus Christ. You are the one that testifies of the glory of Christ in their community. What do they think about you? That's important. Sometimes we talk, we say, it doesn't matter what anybody feels. Not all the time. What they think about you is your testimony. Good reputation. Then number 2. I can hear you. I can hear you. I cannot hear you. And so for you to clean the table and to serve the table, you must be full of the Holy Spirit. There is no bigger job in the house of God. You must be full of the Holy Spirit. Whether you are praying, or you are healing, or you are teaching, or you are cleaning, or you are sweeping, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. You see what qualifies us? You see why henceforth the stagnation that the devil has tried to put around your life has suffered a setback in the name of Jesus? Because henceforth, your consciousness of the fullness of the Spirit will be heightened. Glory be to God in the highest. Good reputation, full of wisdom and of the Holy Spirit, whom we may appoint over this business of serving the widows. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You know, why? They themselves are full of the Holy Spirit. How? Because they give themselves continually to prayers and to the ministry of the word. You cannot be a man of prayers, a man of the word, and life will not continuously flow out of you. You know what Jesus said? He said, the days are coming when out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers, not trickles. Rivers of living water. Anywhere you go, it will be evident. Amen. I'm not joking. It's the truth in Jesus' name. Amen. How are doors open unto people? The spirit that you carry will make a way for you. Amen. It will flow out through your eyes. Amen. Through your words. Amen. Honest. Your presence will be his presence. You are full of him. That's why when you lay hands, something happens. Amen. But you see, you've got to be conscious of it. We will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. Now, watch. They chose Stephen. What follows that? A man what? Come on, help me. And then the rest of them were mentioned. They were all men full of faith. But look, anytime, watch for the next few minutes. Anytime you hear Stephen, you are full of something. When you are full of the Spirit, you are always full of something. You are full of the qualities of the Godhead. The Spirit is God himself, remember? Never mind those who get you confused. Is God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit? So if they try to say that the Spirit is not God, please forget them. They are joking. They are confused. A man full of full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And then the rest of them, Nicanor, Timon, Prochorus, Parmenas, Nicholas, Proselyte, of Antioch, or from Antioch. You discover that along the line, one or two of them betrayed the calling. It's okay. Even among the 12 that Jesus called, one betrayed the calling. So, what does it matter? The important thing is that there were people who really held on to the end. These are our examples. These are our inspiration. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. Whom they said before the apostles, verse 6, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Hey, they were full of the Holy Spirit. Come on. And yet, for them to start, they laid hands. Why are you laying hands? Commission. How? Because I'm full. Can I lay hands on somebody? One person. One. Not two. One. Okay. This man is full. I'm not joking. Believe me, he's full. He's full. And then when I'm laying my hand, I'm agreeing with him and I'm at, ooh, in the name of Jesus, fool. Woo-hoo. Fool. 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 Mark Asharaba. You know, this man can remain like this the rest of his life. Given that in the natural, we may not be full all the time because sometimes we sway in the flesh and we sway back. But as long as we remember, and because we access everything of God by faith, something happens. When is the healing? One person, quick. One person, not two. You? Okay. Make sure you get it. Yeah. Doesn't mean he's going to fall, but he's coming back to testify in Jesus' name. Yes. Pastor, what are you doing? Because the man is full. Congratulations. Because you are coming back in Jesus' name. Woo, ha, ha. He's full. He's full. Hallelujah. Oh, something happened to you, sir. I felt it holding your hand. Something happened. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh, the Jesus you saw yesterday, you will never see again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, follow me, church. So anything, even those washing the toilet, full of the Holy Ghost. It's a service unto the Lord. We give God the glory. That's why they volunteer. Some of them are MDs of their companies. I'm telling you. Have you ever come here on Saturday? You see CEOs. I'm not joking. You see some people. I'm not joking. God, forgive me if it looks like an exaggeration, but it's not. Millionaires. If possible, billionaires. You see them cleaning the windows, cleaning the floor. Don't look down on anybody. They volunteer. They submit themselves. That's why. To the service of God. That's why. I'm not joking. I mean it. When we started, everybody swept and washed the floor. True. I did. Pastor Bimbo did. Blessing Awosheka did. Other Banjo did. Biodun Awosheka did. Fred Uhiani, we did. We rushed there because there would have been party the following, the previous night. Beer, vomit on the floor. Ooh, we sweep and we carry. We start to wash with soap, wash out before the people begin to come. We did. Chuma did. Tolu did. Dachigwalu. Oyelola. We did. The Kujeres. We did. You must be full of the Holy Ghost. You see why I've been telling you that I sense increase. Every seemingly dead thing in your life is receiving life right now in the name of Jesus. Hey! It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. And it's God that rewards. Ooh, I like it. Then the word of God. What happened when they did that? The word of God did what? Come and talk to me. Can you see? When you put spirit-filled people in charge of things, it will go. You will save yourself all the pettiness of human palaver. Then the word of God spread. Hallelujah. And the number of disciples did what? Multiply. I sense multiplication in the house. in your home, in your business. I sense multiplication. See, some things are priority, some things are distraction. I beg, just shut it down. Look for what is producing. I'm telling you, maintain a focus on the word and on the spirit that fears. And the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Now look at verse 8 again. And Stephen, come and help me. Fool! Every time you mention Stephen, you hear fool. Malabo shandara baba katundria. Somebody's life is changing for good right now. In the name of Jesus, I say going forward, somebody's life is changing permanently. In the name of Jesus. Can you see his consciousness? Anytime you mention Stephen, after seven was chosen. Anytime you say Stephen, fool of the Stephen, fool of Stephen, fool of Daiwo, fool. It's up to you. If you can mention your name, it's all right. If you can mention your name, it's all right. Anytime they mention Taiwo in the name of Jesus, fool, full of wisdom and the Holy Ghost, full of faith and the Holy Ghost, full of power and the Holy Ghost, fool, hallelujah. What are we doing? Let's bring him back to his rightful place. He's the neglected God in the church, the Holy Spirit. He's God with us. He's the present help in time of trouble. Jesus said, you want to succeed? Let the Holy Ghost fill you. He said, he will bring everything that I've taught you to your remembrance. He will teach you. He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will show you things from the future. The Holy Ghost. He said, he will glorify me. The Holy Ghost. What makes anybody think that you can make good of your Christian life without the Holy Spirit? Of course. What makes anybody think that way? As to be full of faith and power, what happened? Did great what? Wonders and signs among the people. Glory be to God in the highest. Can't you see now that you have been launched automatically? The day you give your life to Jesus and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you were automatically launched into the miraculous. You are yet to start to see them, but from today you begin to see them in the name of Jesus. Oh, your amen is weak for me. Hey, hallelujah. Is this true? Of course it's true. If it's true, grace to speak, to say more. So I say, today on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. The children of God will possess their possessions in the name of Jesus. Whatever the cankerworm, the caterpillar has eaten out of your life, we command sevenfold restoration in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Cyrenian, Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. That's what happens when you become conscious of the fullness of the Spirit in your life. Persecution will start. What I'm saying is, don't look for persecution. But when it arises, God will always go before you. And what does he do? Now, thanks be to God, will always cause us what? To try. No matter the affliction, you will come out triumphant. In the name of Jesus. You see, before Jordan, we didn't hear much about Jesus. Or any trouble with him, no. The moment he was baptized, the Bible said that he was what? Led of the Spirit. Come on. At least to the wilderness. And when he would come from the wilderness, what happened? He came, he returned what? In the power, come on, of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God in the highest. Then he got to the temple and was given the book of Isaiah, and he himself opened to the place where he read. And what did he read? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Can you see his reference and his commitment to the presence of the Spirit? For he has anointed me. He has sent me. Glory be to God in the highest. And by the time he got through, all eyes were on him, like you are looking at me, listening to me today. He took a posture of authority. The king speaks out of his throne. The professor gets on his chair, ex cathedra, and then he gives what is a law. He said, today, the word you just heard is fulfilled right in your hearing. You have been reading it as history, as prophecy. Today, it's come to pass. Meaning what? I am the anointed one, he was telling them. He was telling them, I am the coming Messiah. Here I am. Hey! Guess what happened? The next thing that happened was that they seized him. And they said, no, sorry, Is it not Joseph? Is it not Jesus, the son of Joseph, the carpenter's son? What does it mean? And by the time they got through, they picked him. They said they were going to throw him. His time was not up. He walked through them and walked away. Yeah? Yeah? Glory be to God in the highest. He walked away. Praise the Lord. So he did wonders. So the miraculous is not peace. It's not a difficult thing anymore. You just be filled with the Spirit. Be conscious of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. He's there. Remember when he was going, he said, I will not leave you as an orphan, I will come to you. He said, and when he comes, he will what? He will not only be with you, he will be in you. Come on, John 14. And see, let me tell you the philosophy here. You say what? Or the principles. Let me remove the principle. What's the principle? God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. One God, right? Glory be to God in the highest. There's a constant fellowship there in between them. You know what happens? There is a love between the Godhead that Paul was praying that we should have. Why? Because we were brought into that equation. Come on, at the day we got born again. Remember John 14? Come on. In that day, you will know that you are in me. I am in the Father is in me. Holy, glory be to God. You understand that? So yeah, you being me now, we give you the opportunity now that whatever you ask in my name, oh, the works that I do, you will do and greater works. Why? Because it will stop to be a marvel to you that I do wonders, because you will begin to do the same wonders. And now says that I will pray the Father and he'll send you another comforter that will be in you, permanent residence. So, God the Father loves God the Son. God the Son loves the Father. The love with which they love themselves, you will begin to have. So, you begin to love God the Father like God the Son loves God the Father. You begin to love God the Son like God the Father loves the Son. You begin to love God the Spirit like God the Son loves God the Spirit. You have the capacity that they have. You have the quality that they have. You are now part of the equation. The peace that reigns there will reign in your life. That's why it says, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. That's why I'll give you joy. The joy that... overflowing joy. That my joy may be perfect in you. There's a joy in the Godhead. There's a peace in the Godhead. There's a love that the Godhead shares. I am part of it now. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? That's what it means to say you are full of the Spirit. Now you can appreciate why Paul will say that God, I pray that God will grant you to be strengthened with might, according to riches in glory, to be strengthened with might in your inner man by the Holy Ghost. When that happens, what happens? Say Christ will dwell in your heart by what? Faith. And that will lead to what? Getting you grounded and rooted. How? In agape love. The kind of love that God has. The one that produces compassion on people and produces results. Do you know with all saints, you comprehend the width, the length, the height, the depth, and know the love of God, that Christ that passes to human knowledge. So that what will happen? That you might be what? Filled. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. With what? All the fullness of God. Nothing left out. Just like the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him, you will be filled with God. When you are filled with God, you will do what God does. So every time we say, Stephen, fool, fool. Now I want you to understand something too. Look at it from the first time we are going to hear of Stephen. He said, qualification. He said, man full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Hear me. If we are full of the Holy Spirit, you are full of God, you are full of wisdom. You know what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:24 and 1:30? He says that Jesus Christ is made to you the wisdom of God. But you've got to be conscious of it. Look at the next time that we hear him in verse 5. Full of faith and the Holy Spirit. If you are full of the Holy Spirit, you are full of faith. Look at the next time we read of him in verse 8, full of faith and power. If you are full of the Holy Spirit, you are full of wisdom, you are full of faith, you are full of power, you are full of love, you are full of peace, you are full of joy. God did not intend that you operate without being full. People like to drive their car on empty. So when you see the red light, then you look for filling station. Why do you do that?
You will spend the same thing if you drive it on full tank. The moment it gets to three quarters, fill up. At the end of the month, as a matter of fact, you spend less. You don't have to wait until it is red before you begin to look for where to fill up. As a born-again Christian, you are created to operate on full tank. Full tank is the place of dominion. You are not playing catch-up game. Trouble, the devil. Hey, when will you pray that you are not facing the devil? When will you worship God in your prayers? When will you stay there and say, come on, devil, you move. Let blessings come. When will you do that? Why is everything demon? Drive on full tank. You are created to be full. Can you see the ordinary man? What brought him out? He was full. When you are full, you will be moved forward. When you are full, promotion will come. When you are full, you are unstoppable. You are full of God. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. When you are full, sickness will see you and vanish. Even when they send them to go and attack you, they will shake and run. Because they cannot contend with you. The spirit that created them fills you up. Then attack started. The freedman people now came and they started attacking him. But look at verse 10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom. And the spirit which... When you are full, when you speak, it is wisdom. It is power. It is trouble for the devil. Do you know who you are? The Bible says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We operate full of the Spirit. You don't need to try to see. He sees. You don't need to try to hear. He hears. He sees in the physical, he sees in the spirit. When you're full. Then the next thing you see was that he was brought before the council. But see what happened in verse 15. When they brought him there, all that sat in council, they brought him, accusing him wrongly. He stood there. And all of them were looking at him. See what they saw. And all who sat in council, looking separately at him, saw his face as the face of an angel. They saw God on his face. You wonder why some people just appear and everybody cannot just take their eyes off them. Because they know what they are. They know what they carry. Have you got to a place before and somebody begins to confess their sins to you? For no reason. They want to tell you their problems. For no reason. It's not because they want your judgment. They are looking for salvation. They are looking for deliverance. They are looking for healing. They are looking for comfort. Which only the Holy Spirit can give. And the sensing in you. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are sick in your body and it has been impossible, believe him because you are full. What happens? He said he will quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, what doctors are thinking will not be cured again, they begin to ask you, say, what happened? Where did it go? What happened? Something happened to me in 2000. And was it 5 or 4? I had extracted the tooth. And it just refused to stop bleeding. Bled for about 2 days. I never knew that blood, when it clots, is like meat. I didn't know. I'll just be sleeping, I'll just feel a big meat in my mouth. And I'll just see the whole pillow soaked in blood. Wow. And I'll go, whoa. It didn't stop. Went back to the hospital, they came back, they sutured it, they gave me all kinds of things, gave me some kind of injection, everything. It didn't stop. The doctor had come and run back, gave an injection and ran back. I was going to get something. When he came back, he said, what did you do? I said, don't worry. He said, what did you do? I said, don't worry. He said, no, what did you do? He looked at it again. He said, it's clean. It's perfect. What did you do? I didn't tell him. Because I wasn't told to tell him. I remember the time, blessing got so worried, he started asking Kunle and Fred, he said, tell me, is there anything wrong? No, there wasn't. Not that anything was seriously wrong, but only that bleeding would not stop. But one move stopped it from the spirit. When you are full, you hear instructions. was full. And so he could say, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, is here with me. This ship may go down. Nobody will die. It's time to start operating full in the name of Jesus. The devil has cheated us in so many areas. No more. I say in the name of Jesus, no more. Yeah. I say it again, no more. Yeah. By the time he finished, you know what? I jumped now. I'm in verse 54. When they heard these things, because he was talking to them, what did he say? He was full of the word. He spoke the word. Throughout, he showed them their history. He quoted the prophets and the law. And all they thought they knew, by the time he finished, he said to them, say, you are hard-hearted. Say, your forefathers killed the prophets. That's what you guys are still doing now. They were angry. Listen. When they heard these things, they were caught to the heart. And they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he being full, come on, again. And he, come on, look at verse 55. See, now we are referring to Stephen again. Being full. Full of what? Holy Spirit. And gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God. And Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, look, I see the heavens. When you are full, you see. They didn't see. They were only seeing his face. And said, no, this face is not normal. This face is out of this world. Yeah. Because he was full. When you are full, from your eyes, fire. When you are full, lay your hands, trouble. When you are full, enter into a place, the atmosphere changes. When you are full. The pastor said that when we're born again, we are full. You are full. But what if you are not exercising faith? You don't manifest it. Everything Jesus has done for us, which is complete and concluded, is only accessed by faith. So when I wake up this morning, I said, Father, thank you because I am full in the name of Jesus. When I will minister, your fullness will minister. Glory be to you. Ooh, I feel the fire. Wow. Woo-hoo. Your fullness will minister. Wisdom, peace, love, joy in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. You need a miracle today. When you were coming, you said, yes, I need a miracle. I only take one person. Lay hands on them. Sure. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Let me tell you how it works. Wait a minute. You know how it works? The person laying hands is by faith. You receiving is by faith. Hey, balabo shambara baba baba. Me konto brole beke shkanda brole beke sendere baba baba. Moko tumbra baka shendia. Hallelujah. Hey, ya bosh kanta baba baba. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Makato rake shende brole bo shende. Yes, it's by faith. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you have it. You know what Spirit was said? He said, when I read this thing once, I was in a ship traveling to Australia. And this man, I was on the deck. We were in Bombay. And we were looking. And people were selling their wares. And this man came out and stood by my side. And said, look at those ostrich feathers. Come, let's go. Let's share. Let's go see how to buy. He said to himself, "said, what do I need ostrich feathers for? This kind of thing don't move me." So, but the Holy Ghost said to him, he said, go with him. Oh, so they came down onto the platform. And they priced. By the time they got through, he wanted, I don't know what it was, whether it was 2,000 or 200, I don't know, equivalent of their money. The man now said, sorry, I didn't hold money, but can you pay? I'll pay you back when I got there. He said, but he was saying, I don't need this thing. The Holy Ghost said, I said, since you told me to, fine. So he bought it. The man said, when we get out there, I'll send it through somebody to you. He was in the first class. We got what is in the second class. He said, no, don't send it. I would like you to bring it. Holy Ghost was telling him. So when the man came and knocked around and brought it, he said, your money. He said, no, it's not so much the money or the feather. I think I need your soul for Jesus. He said, the man all of a sudden began to say things that God gave him the opportunity to witness to him. He wept himself to salvation from the first class. He was full. He was in the train once, and the moment he came in, you know the way you see 3-3 or 2-2, he came in and did that. He just came in and sat down. And the man opposite said, this place is funny. You remind me of sin. No. He stood up and ran away from there. He said, I just said good morning, and I sat down. Have you got into a place before, and there's reaction from devils? I have. But you see, it's on and off. But it can be steadily on. Why? By faith. What if I enter your boardroom and said, I'm full of the Holy Spirit. Come, let's go together, Holy Spirit. What if you are going for an interview, you say, Holy Spirit, come with me. What if you are going to exam hall and say, Holy Spirit, we are together. You must have been together with you in your preparation, though. Hello? Is somebody here with me? You are not called to live life solely on your own. Be filled with the Spirit. What about easily besetting sin? Say, again, Holy Spirit, watch. Sickness, Holy Spirit, watch. That's what he's here for, to help you. He being full of the Holy Spirit, yeah. And then look at what happened in verse 59. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God, saying, what was he saying? He said, Lord, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not lay this charge to them, or this thing to them. And when I said this, he fell asleep. The only man outside Jesus that when he was being killed, he said, forgive them, or please do not count it against them. The only man that I've ever read of, whether in or out of the Bible, apart from Jesus. You know why? Because he was full. What do you mean? He was grounded and rooted in agape. We stand at the same position today. We can be grounded because positionally we are, but we can so much pray this thing and confess it into our life, get the word and pray into our life, that we begin to, I feel the fire. We begin to pray that way. I'm telling you. We can. There's no mystery about this thing anymore. That's why they will seem like an angel. That's why we say exactly what Jesus said, even in the face of provocation. When you are not full, you reply. But when you are full, you pity the person. You see the limitation of that person. And love cannot fail. If everything fails, love cannot fail. They said the man that was standing, consenting to this, was Saul. He was their leader. They all gathered their clothes to him when he was stoning. Some days later, Saul was going to Damascus. He was going to do more havoc. He had an encounter with Jesus. He became blind. And he was led into Damascus. But Jesus said, you'll be led there, and he told you what you're going to do. And while he was there, they said, immediately started praying. He had an encounter with Jesus. And while he was praying, God moved and told somebody else, Ananias, he said, go to this place and go and lay hands on this man. He will have his sight. The man said, that's a dangerous man. Jesus said, I know, but it's no more dangerous. It's a chosen vessel. He said, as a matter of fact, let me tell you, Ananias, whilst he was praying, he has seen you. He knows your name. He has seen a man called Ananias coming down to lay hands on him to receive his sight. So God gave him the address. See why he should be filled with the Spirit? I don't know what has eluded you all your life, but which you must have. You will find it within weeks. In the name of Jesus. I'm not joking. Just be filled. I'm not joking. He was full of the Spirit, was full of power. He was full of the Spirit, was full of wisdom. He was full of the Spirit, was full of faith. Miracles, signs and wonders. So he went there. Guess what? He laid his hands. He said, hey, brother Saul, the Jesus that appeared to you on the way here sent me to you, that I will lay my hand on you so you can receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And from that day, he was no more the same person. I know, in the name of Jesus, that somebody is in this service, and from today, because of the consciousness of who you are and what you have, I feel the fire. You will not be the same person again. In the name of Jesus, you will not be the same person again. Your best days will begin to unfold. In the name of Jesus. So Paul advised in Ephesians chapter 5, said, hey, do not be drunk because of the evils of today. The days are evil. So he said, live how? Circumspectly. Live as a wise man, not as a foolish man. And how did he find the foolishness and the wise one? He said, the foolish one is drunken with wine, wearing his excess. But the wise one is filled with the Spirit. So the question then is this.
In the days of trouble, where do you turn to? Do you turn to wine? Which people do? When your heart is troubled, do you turn to drugs? Do you turn to the occult? Do you turn to sex? Unmitigated? The truth is that they cannot help you. They worsen your situation. So what Paul was saying is that, look, there's an antidote for worry, for depression, for anxiety. Be filled with the Spirit. So when you're filled with the Spirit, you begin to speak to one another in songs, spiritual songs, psalms, hymns. You'll be making melody in your heart. The spirit of joy will well up. That's what causes melody. It says, in my heart, there rings a melody in my heart. That's when anybody is groping and crying, you will walk through and like, and they say, Kelon Dunue, Emimi Moni, is the spirit of Jesus Christ, the spirit of victory. You are more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, shall we rise? You see, on the day of Pentecost, whilst they were praying, the Bible says there was like a rushing mighty wind. There was a sound like a rushing mighty wind. And guess what happened? It said the place where they were praying was filled. It was what? Filled. And then there appeared on every head as of a cloven tongue of fire. And every one of them was what? Filled. That was the difference. From that day forward, I feel the fire. Nothing remained the same again. From that day forward, fear gave way to courage and boldness. Failure gave way to precision and success. In the same manner, in this atmosphere, the Spirit of God is here. If we just reach out to Him and receive, talk to Him and let Him know. If you're already born again and you're filled with the Spirit, say from today, let the manifestation begin. Why don't you lift your hand and receive in the name of Jesus? All over the place. Fill my cup. All over the hall. And make me whole. This is like the woman at the well. I was seeking. Now you've seen what priority is. For things that could not satisfy. But now. I hear my Savior calling. Draw from the well that never shall run dry. It's inexhaustible. Hallelujah. Fill my cup. Receive in the name of Jesus. As many as desire, I say be filled in Jesus' name. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Holy Ghost is on earth today. The Holy Ghost is in your life today. Stop neglecting Him. Encourage His partnership. By faith, know that you are filled. By faith, know that Jesus is living in there. By faith, reach out. I sense miracles in the name of Jesus. As you go out today, the lines will fall for you in pleasant places. The favor that the Godhead carries will manifest in your life. The peace in the Godhead will manifest in your life. The joy in the Godhead will manifest in your life. The love in the Godhead will rule your life. In the name of Jesus, what up until now looks like an ordinary life will become supernatural. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odikoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.